The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bose & Company. I am your host, Emily O, and I am joined by my company for this week. Hello, mother.
Three weeks in a row, daughter. Here we are.
Here we are again. I feel like it was a second ago. It kind of was just because of the, you know, the holiday week and the adjustment in the schedule, but we are back again. Yes. Everyone really enjoyed the episode that actually went up on Thursday, our show last week. People really loved. And, you know, there, if there's one thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to use my mother to further my career. You can bet on me. So you're back again.
Yes, I am back again.
We're so excited. It's Sunday evening. We are recording for Monday. We really made it through this entire week. I mean, I know we discussed it last episode, but it's just been a time.
This week has really messed up myself. And I feel like a lot of people. And I know we talked about it the other day, but even moments before when you were setting this up, but how did we get to this point?
I know.
It's already Sunday night again. You know what? I'm not going to lie. I'm okay with a little bit of routine starting back tomorrow.
I was going to say, everyone should be, you know, back to work tomorrow. I know a lot of people had this week off or just took it all off for vacation or traveling. So hopefully everyone will be feeling a little bit more structure tomorrow and get back to it. But it's the summer.
Right.
What were your bows and lows? I know we just talked to you on Wednesday. So if you don't have a low from the 4 days.
I don't quite have a low, but I have a bow that just happened today.
Please tell.
And I didn't even mention this to you.
Oh.
My bow for this week is every summer once, I can remember it like for sure once a summer, it's the perfect temperature on our porch.
Aww.
And it's, you know, it's not too hot.
Right.
It's not too cold.
Yes.
I do like to take a little bit of a nap with a blanket. I always like to have a little cover.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course.
I just, like, some people don't like sheets or whatever, or if it's hot, then nope, I like to be covered.
Yeah.
So I read my book on the porch today with the intention of taking a nap, and it all happened.
That is
which
so
doesn't
sweet.
Always
no,
happen.
No, it doesn't always happen. Absolutely
no, we
not.
We do have, and I fell asleep to the birds. There's a serious ecosystem occurring in the tree right above, which
the
birds
are birding.
They're birding. They're everywhere. It's kind of sweet, a little annoying, but it's kind of sweet. But I had the most wonderful nap. It wasn't even long, 20 minutes.
Delicious. How fabulous. Mm-hmm. That is great to hear.
I was reading a book, which I should get the title of. Ooh, it's a good one. Nice, great beach read. I closed my Kindle, shut my eyes, and I just woke up maybe 20 minutes after on my own. And
wow.
You know what? I said to Dad yesterday, everybody should write this down. I learned it from my mother. If you can, a nap is just magnificent.
A summer nap. at that is even better. And it really was the perfect porch day. We just finished up having some, you know, light after or light Sunday evening appetizers out on the porch. And
it was a perfect temperature.
Still, there wasn't too much, you know, the humidity. Oh, God, it is my hair. I always forget not to bring this back to me for a second. Actually, mm-hmm. this is my low. My hair. I always forget that this time of year, it really mm-hmm. takes a dip, and I cannot tame her. She is untamable. I got it done on Friday, and by Saturday morning, it looked as if I had been electrocuted. It was crazy.
But I think just embrace it.
No, I am embracing it, and luckily I have, you know, my curls on my side, but I always forget it, and I always think that there's something wrong with my hair, and then I just remember that it's July.
Well, sometimes it is alarming when you see it, because you forget that your hair does
that. It was alarming, and it was raining yesterday. But I like it. Yesterday.
It's just a surprise. It's just, it's like you have a new hairstyle, but it's just the way your hair is when it's humid, which I think a lot of people suffer from that.
Yes.
I do not.
Well, no, and that's one of the many benefits of having short hair. So it doesn't seem like you have a low then. I would say that
no,
you had a pretty
I
good
mean,
couple days.
I don't want to sound complainy, but I've been a little tired.
Oh, yeah. And I think we all are. That's just like the base level right now for this
that's
week.
That's my low.
Yeah.
I feel like.
And hopefully that nap helped that low.
Yeah. And I'm going to go to bed early and we're going to start fresh. New week.
Yeah.
Monday morning and I'll be raring to go.
I love it. I wouldn't say that I mean, that was my pretty much my only low. My bow, I feel like I had a really, really fun weekend. Mm. It was a good time. I just had a lot of social activities that were very summery and fun.
You did have a nice weekend. We had a really fun party. This would fall under the bow category. Friends of ours had a party last night, a summer soiree.
I know. And how exciting. There was a band and what else?
Lovely.
It was on the lake at their house.
It was
sounded
beautiful and
wonderful.
I just appreciate the effort that they go to and to be included. It was really nice.
Yes.
It was a beautiful evening. Really fun. Talk to so many different people. A lot of people I hadn't seen in a long time. And it was fantastic.
And this actually transitions so perfectly into the topic for this week's episode. It came requested from our last show on
Wednesday.
You told
me this like moments before we sat down.
Yes.
So I hope that I can.
There's one thing about me. It's that I will forget to tell someone what we're going to do. So a lot of people were requesting both in the comments and in the direct messages that you expand a little bit more on hosting and parties. And I know we've touched on this before on previous episodes, but I wanted to do a summer edition. For those who are new to the podcast, it's always a great refresher. So I have a couple questions.
That's great.
That actually Elizabeth and I kind of put together.
Oh,
and
that's
also
helpful.
I love when we come up with, is it alliterations? What would it be when it's like three words that are start with the same?
Yes, alliteration.
Alliteration. So someone left a comment on the video portion of the show on YouTube. And we're going to be calling it Anne's Answers to Anything.
Oh.
I thought
that's
that
so
was fabulous.
Funny.
We also have Approved by Anne, but that's like for specific segments about like things that you do or would
I love
suggest.
This. I had no idea.
I just love when we all come up with different things. I think it's absolutely wonderful.
Because mine was just Anne's agenda.
Or Anne's agenda. Mm-hmm. I also like Anne's agenda. That's also another fun segment.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what is your process with hosting a party? And we're going to specifically keep in mind a summer party. And I want to hear, you know, size obviously is a huge component in planning a party. And the other night you went to a large party, a large gathering. And, you know, we've hosted large gatherings. But on a smaller level, let's start with a dinner party. What's your process and how, and we'll break it down with, how do you start, number one, with a theme? And then also, there's like six parts
These
of this question.
These are
questions.
Six parts. I don't.
How do you start with a theme for a summer okay. party? And then how, if you can't think of a theme, what would you suggest?
I wish I had a pad of paper.
I have them right notes. Here and we can back
okay.
up.
Say that question again.
So what is your process with hosting a party?
Okay.
And how do you pick a theme?
Okay. So I've said before, I'm extremely theme oriented in most of my life. And
yes.
I think it came from being a teacher or something. I don't know. Well, the first thing that I do to organize my thoughts would be to come up with a theme, but it could be a sub theme. So let's say I'm going to start rambling here. Let's say it's somebody's birthday.
Yes.
And we're doing a summer birthday.
Yes.
So that is the theme. But then I would break it down like, okay, I'll use Grammy's birthday party last year.
Mm-hmm. That was a good example.
She was turning 80.
Yes.
I'm just going to interject for a second because there's a couple that just drove by.
Hey, what did I just see?
And if you're on the video, you could both see us. They ride their bikes at top rate speeds.
Was there a child on the front?
It's not a child, and it's alarming. They have a container on the front of their bikes, and one's on the front, one's on the back, and they have pets.
Okay, I was like, actually, what just went by? That was I'm so mayhem. Sorry. Why did they go so fast? They were flying.
It's not that they have the animals in the front. It's the speed. They aren't wearing helmets, and they're going to come back at a breakneck speed.
That was really funny. It went by so quickly that I almost, like, I didn't think I saw it because it was so fast. And I thought that was a child, but they're dogs.
It reminds me of the, like, was it?
Why don't they just leave the dogs at home when they're going top speed?
I don't know. Maybe it's like the dogs are telling them to go faster. And there might be cats, too.
That was the craziest thing I just saw.
Multiple pets on two bikes with two people riding their bikes really quickly. Okay, let's go back to the topic at hand.
Yes.
So let's say for Grammy's birthday. Then I've said this before. I typically go with a color.
Yes, we've talked about this before.
Yes, and I did go, this is a case where I did go with a signature drink because I decided that Grammy likes to drink Cosmos, particularly if she has pink on.
Yes.
So we went with a Cosmo theme and then that took over.
Right.
So I would say across the board, I start with a color and or a topic. For example, Father's Day, you would then think of something that the father or if Mother's Day that they like. And I do that oftentimes as well. For instance, shirts, like a man's shirt was something I did for Father's Day. So
love it.
We found like napkins that were suiting material.
Oh, yes. Or
that kind of a thing. But mostly it's colors.
I think that's also a really easy place to start because, you know, colors can then kind of extract other ideas such as, you know, if it's orange, you could do like an Aperol spritz. That's where the signature drink can come in. I know that in previous episodes, and people have loved this tip, I just want to reiterate it. You've talked about how you find a lot of accoutrements for either a party or a table spread at the grocery store. So fruits, vegetables, different flower arrangements. That's also a really easy way to start. And since people were asking specifically about summer parties, you know, lots of things are in bloom, whether it's flowers, you know, the hydrangeas looks really good recently. A couple weeks ago in June, there was peonies and then like citrus fruits.
Right. You could do lemons and limes. You could do a whole like fresh herbs in the middle of the table. Anything you can get at the grocery store makes trip easier.
I really like that tip. And then it's also affordable. And you know that that's just going to be added on to your haul that you're getting because you're probably going to have to go there anyway if you're hosting a party. So I love
it. You can also do like use empty wine bottles, empty beer bottles.
Yes, yes.
You could use cute. There's so many cute IPA beer cans that you could use as vases.
I love it.
Once again, from the grocery store.
I love it. Yeah. But I think any way to make it as easy and like integrated into your life, then it doesn't seem as overbearing or as intimidating.
Right. And I really just think that color helps. Even like when I did, you know, Claire's and Connor's, their welcome boxes, I picked a color, walked through the grocery store and found things.
It's a very like manageable way to narrow something down because there is so many different, you know, avenues to go down. But I love the color idea to start with a theme and then bounce off of a topic of some sort. What would be a beginner hostess tip? What is something that maybe you did in your younger years that you started when you would host dinner parties? What's something that you still love doing to this day that hasn't changed? Is there something that's consistent when hosting?
That's a good question. I think that I like interactive things. For instance, I love fondue.
Yes, this is a good one.
Anything. And I'm just going to, I guess I'm focusing more on smaller get-togethers.
Yeah.
But fondue, or you could do a big board with, you know, wedges of salad and all the things to make a wedge salad.
Oh, that's cute.
So anything that is somewhat interactive, even when we were much younger, I did like three soups.
Yes.
And then, you know, you're kind of doing a testing of those things.
Yes. I really like that tip.
Interactive is good. Even if you want to do like, I always did like a salad bar. If you're doing women or a bigger group of people and everybody just has to bring one ingredient for the salad.
Yes, that's also good. I think an activity in any way, like for
pizza making,
especially that's super easy in the summertime to do. Yeah. Okay. What would be if you, let's just say now going kind of like a subcategory of this. So you're hosting a summer get together. Could you kind of share, because I know some recipes that I have in mind that always remind me of you and summer dinner parties.
Okay.
Recipes that you could share. And I will obviously like put the information on, you know, Bloves & Company Instagram. Mm-hmm. What would be some of your go-to summer recipes that you always kind of pull out for your guests that are light and easy and mm-hmm. just kind of remind you of summer? I have some in mind that kind of led this question.
Okay. Well, I think I've said before that the food making part, I'm a decent cook.
Yeah.
But the tablescape is what I thrive on.
Yes.
And the hosting part of it and the greeting people and being with the people. So my guests, the food to me, I like anything that I can make ahead of time. Because I don't want to spend my whole time in the kitchen.
Right.
When I've invited people into our home.
Absolutely.
And we are not grillers because
no.
I don't know why. We just aren't. I don't know why. But I do like, I have some standard recipes. My friend Carolyn gave me recipes years ago that I still really like to use that I can make ahead of time. And they're really delicious. Like she gave me a BLT pasta salad.
I literally, nothing screams summer, especially in our house, like up at the lake house. That BLT pasta salad mm-hmm. is so good. What is that pasta that we use?
It's a trumpet pasta.
Trumpet pasta will forever remind me of summer.
And I think we did a blog on it. We're going to have to look.
I think we'll a bit ago, but we definitely did. If you're mm-hmm. new here and you've never heard of it, I'll share it again.
Yes. So I just have like go-to things. So I like to have everything ready to go, anything that can be made ahead of time, whether it's a day ahead or whatever, so that you're not spending your time. And I love to then just put it out, or then you really just are cooking the main dishes. But in the summer, it's mm-hmm. easier in the summer.
Yeah.
What else?
And I think that also like the fact that you're making all of these things ahead of time also play into the fact of like respecting your company's time, making sure that they feel comfortable. You're not having to make anyone feel like they're trapped here. Not that they would be trapped here because obviously they want to come over. But like, you know, you're like, oh, the dinner's not going to be ready for like another 6.5 hours because right. we're basting the turkey. Like,
yes. And I do have, you know what? I'm sorry I interrupted you.
But no, go ahead.
Ina Garten.
Yeah.
I love her corn salad, the summer corn salad. I love Ina Garten recipes.
Yes.
And I love, she has a corn salad and an orzo salad.
That orzo salad is so good.
And I think also, and I feel like any time of the year, but you know, you have your special recipes for different times of the year.
Absolutely.
And it's just a tradition. So it's fun.
It is.
To just pull out. It's fun to try new recipes, but then it's fun to have your standard ones that you know, especially if you've got a crowd, that you can just, you know, it's going to be great.
Yes. Yeah.
So I do think, and those are all the ones I've mentioned, that BLT pasta. I have another really good pasta salad that my friend gave me. Those I know I can make ahead of time and they're going to be a crowd pleaser. And then you probably have leftovers for the next day.
And I also feel like the combination of those three together, like you put them in big bowls, you sometimes like just make way more than you would for the crowd. And then you could even mix in like a regular lettuce salad. So mm-hmm. it's probably like four different summer salads. Nothing is better in my mind for a dinner party. And then you could like, I feel like you normally do like a bread of some sort, like a roll mm-hmm. or
and I have a really
a
good
fruit salad you sometimes do with this whole little trio. So
it's like a watermelon
yes.
and blueberry.
Yes.
And it's got a little bit of honey in it and some mint.
It's so good. And then
good.
So you could have all of these dishes together and kind of set it out like this summer salad bar. And then, you know, add in a really fun cocktail to the whole mix mm-hmm. with something fresh and light, maybe lemony. And then, you know, you have your tablescape of just maybe some fresh flowers. So then you can kind of see how this party is formed.
Well done.
Oh, well, you know, you guided me there. So those are some really great suggestions, you know, for more of a smaller get together. On a larger scale, if you're entertaining, let's say, I don't know, 50 plus people. I mean, I know we've kind of maybe gone over, if you've had your graduation party, it's probably already been planned and held in some way if you just graduated. But what would be a suggestion for more entertaining more people, how to do things in bulk well?
Well, that is tricky. I tend to have a caterer if it's a really big number.
Yes.
And that is a really good treat that you can do.
Yeah.
But, and it can be any kind of catering. You can just go pick up the food and put it out. that again is you've done that, you know what?
That's a really good, yes, because a lot of times when like it was our graduation parties or I don't even know, like the bachelorette for things that were catered, it doesn't necessarily mean that the caterer needs to come over and serve and place it out. You can go have right. all the food. Yeah, this is just something that I'm reiterating in my head. I know you know this, and I'm sure everyone at home knows this, but that's also a really good point. Mm-hmm. Pick up all the food and you place it out yourself. And a lot of times they use really cool serving pieces and you right. kind of just take those back.
Or you could just plate the stuff on your own
yes.
serving pieces. So I feel like I have layers of caterers or food service. I mean, you could do that with Chipotle. You could still.
Literally.
I mean, it doesn't matter what it is. To me, it's the presentation. Mm-hmm. And you could still have Chipotle, Chick-fil-A, whatever it is, and make a fun presentation with it.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with more. Mm-hmm. It's just all, honestly all about, you know, the marketing skills that you are willing to have.
There are times when I've had people over for lunch and it's sort of last minute and I have ordered a delicious salad from a local restaurant and I ordered three of them. I put it in my big bowl and toss it and then I serve it, but I didn't make the salad.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just a beautiful presentation.
All about the presentation.
And I will say, you know, as I start talking, I think of all these different things. I have a really cute recipe that is a repeat that I've done over the years in different forms, and it's a layered salad. In fact, my friend Kelly reminded me of this recently. The first time she ever had it, I had some women over for lunch, and I layered it years ago in a mason jar.
This was before the mason jar thing was like even, yes. we were little.
And it was one of the large ones. And then it was at each person's place setting and they tipped it over and emptied it onto their salad. And then I've also taken that same recipe and layered it in a big trifle bowl.
Mm.
And you can make it ahead of time. It's actually delicious. It's got cornbread.
That also is another like just sign of summer for me.
I think that's from my friend Kara.
Okay, first recipe. Of all, that's a really great idea if you are hosting a summer party like with ladies. Definitely do like either the mason jar or the trifle bowl. Love a good trifle bowl. We don't talk about that enough. Just like the power of trifle bowl.
Well, you can do salads in it. It's meant for desserts.
Yeah.
But salad in there.
Salad. What is that pie recipe that you make things are coming back? I love it. Do you
it's
remember
a lemonade pie.
Oh, and you freeze it.
Oh, it's so easy. I feel like I'm going to have to put these recipes somewhere.
Maybe, most definitely will.
Maybe on a blog.
Blog?
Or yeah. a newsletter. I'm not really sure.
Instagram.
It's got a cookie crust that's really simple. Pecan sandies on the bottom. And I'm saying recipe, but you're really just dumping things into a bowl and mixing it up.
Whatever.
It's like lemonade concentrate, some evaporated milk, and something else. I can't remember everything. And you top it with whipped cream. Oh, it's delicious. And it makes two.
It's so good.
You know what, Emily? I'm glad you thought of that. That is, you know what, that's going to be.
Can we make it this
yes.
week?
Yes. And you know what is amazing about it is it makes two.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're having people over, whatever, you eat the one.
Yep.
And then you always have it.
I know.
In your freezer. And if someone comes over, you're like, would you like a slice of lemonade pie?
And they're like, oh my gosh, where am I?
Right.
That, you would make it, I think we had it maybe last
We're
summer.
We're making it
It's
this
always
week.
At least once. We have to do it this week. It's so good. And it's also just like a good dish, summer dessert dish if you need to bring something over to mm-hmm. have. Because I feel like it's just kind of different.
And you could actually skip the pecan sandies on the bottom and you could buy a ready-made crust. You don't really need to. But it's if you have two pretty pie plates.
Yeah.
I think that's why I have them is for that recipe.
It's always exciting the next day when you have that frozen pie in there because I could finish an entire pie by myself. It's so
refreshing.
Good. It's refreshing. And then when you mix it with that salad that you make that you either put in the trifle bowl or the mason jar, that combination is just, it's gold.
And the other thing that I do love, I mean, I'm not bringing up anything new here. Cheesy potatoes.
Oh my God.
I mean, I know they're great in the winter, but for me in the summer with like,
I would agree with that.
That's like the one hot component if you've got, or like a chicken or like something on the grill.
Yeah.
Shish kebabs and
cheesy
potato. Oh, a shish kebab.
Yeah, I completely mm-hmm. agree with you. Cheesy potatoes, I associate with, I feel like twice baked potatoes to me is like more of a winter dish. Mm-hmm. And then the twice baked, we just have more often in the summer.
Also easy to have them ready to go. And then when your guests are here, you can pop them in the oven.
Everything I'm pretty sure that we've just mentioned can be done ahead of time. Mm-hmm. So again, really staying cognizant of your guests and making sure that they're having a good time and enjoying each other's company, which is what we're here to do.
Exactly.
Another question that I had is, what would be a really great hostess gift to give someone? And then we're going to do a subgroup to that, which is on a budget. So just give us your baseline, what you would bring over to a party, but then give us one on a budget for our younger gals or people who, you know, want an easy gift to bring over as a thank you.
An easy gift is always a bottle of wine,
yes,
or some sort of alcohol, which is really cute. I don't tend to do that because...
No, I know you don't.
I really don't. But I love when I receive that. I just don't always give that.
Yeah, At this point, that was a good thing to maybe do when you were like earlier in your younger years. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we've graduated towards that. You like to entertain. So I feel like whenever you bring something over, it would be something that you would also use in your home.
Mm-hmm. So I usually try to do something that goes with the theme.
Yeah.
If there is a particular theme to the party.
Yes.
Whether it's a holiday or whatever. That would be number one. But my go-to is typically paper products.
Yes.
For instance, last night for the party, and I think we showed this on when we did the 4th of July thing, and we stacked different paper products. And honestly, you can't beat it.
It was so good.
Paper products are a fantastic go-to, and you can be on a budget or not. You could go to the dollar store and get a bunch of different cocktail napkins. Do like a cocktail napkin, a larger luncheon size or dinner size, and then plates.
Yes.
And I have done this for years. I don't know if people use them, but I always think it's fun to have. For instance, last night I layered blue and white. Everything was blue and white, and it kind of went together. And
I actually didn't even see it because I didn't see you.
It was actually pretty cute. It was large, just a set of 8 paper plates, dinner napkins that were big, smaller coordinating little appetizer plates, and then cocktail napkins. Sometimes I cellophane wrap it and tie a big bow. Yesterday, because I didn't feel like walking in because it was a big party with a massive cellophane, whatever.
Right.
I just tied a grosgrain ribbon bow and added a little card to it, a little gift tag.
Yes.
But you can vary it. So you could go to the dollar store and do a whole bunch or 3, and that's a budget. You could go and spend $2.
Yeah. And just the presentation
and
of
and tie a bow around it with a nice note.
Yeah. I really like that idea because I do feel like it's something that after, you know, the party's over, you're like, oh, this is so sweet. Like the extra thought. Not that bringing over a bottle of wine is not thoughtful at all. But if you want to take it a step further,
I think I like great. To tie bows around the packages.
Well, obviously,
and get it
because
ready.
Everything's better with a bow. I mean, even if you are bringing over a bottle of wine, stick a bow on that.
Right. You can always add something to a bottle of
wine. A bow should be on everything, by the way.
You should have the bow on the bottle
of
wine.
Baseline for all of the hostess gifts.
But then, you know, for years, I've also, and a lot of people have seen this, you could put like a little knife with it or
a little cheese knife, appetizer knife of some sort.
Paper products, I always feel like you can't go wrong with that.
I love it.
Because maybe some people don't like to buy them for themselves.
Yeah. Well, it's just something that, you know, you see and then you maybe don't think about. But when you're given it, you're like, oh my gosh, how? And then you can just stash it away and then take it out.
Okay. Years ago. So I do work gifts for dad and
Yes.
So every year I do a different theme. One year I did napkins for the whole year, just paper napkins. So for each month. So like January.
I don't think I've ever heard this in my entire existence.
It was actually.
How old was I?
Really cute. You were in like early grade school.
Okay. That's why.
And it was sort of before my friend and I did it together. It was before you could really order everything online. I mean, if I went online right now to Amazon, I could get any kind of season napkins if I wanted. But I waited in each month and I would tell my friend and she would tell me, okay, go here. They have the Valentine napkins are on sale. So I collected them for a year.
I
did like 20 different ones.
Oh my gosh.
And I got really cute, just wire contain like a basket. And there were 12, I guess I did 12 and maybe like an extra holiday for the year.
This is a great idea to hang on to.
Isn't
for
it?
A themed gift. I have never in my life heard this. I cannot believe I didn't know about
maybe
this.
Maybe I've got to bring it back.
I think you should. Who wouldn't want to receive a cocktail napkin for every season? It's like a calendar, but even better.
Right. And it's so, especially if you have little kids, I love having different napkins, even at dinner time. You know, at Thanksgiving, I have,
of course,
we use them for whatever. But it, especially if you have little kids, I just think that's really fun. You know, I don't, that just came back from the, it's the nap. The nap is,
it's the nap.
I feel alert. I'm bringing up these ideas. I'm going to bring this idea back, and it'd be so simple now because I would have to go around and hunt. Like, okay. And I didn't want to pay full price, so I was waiting for stuff to go on sale. So you could still do that.
You could still wait. Could. You
but I remember January, and I got nice paper napkins.
Yeah, of course. This is a really creative, fresh idea, and I love it.
And I remember I put it in, it was like a rectangle-shaped basket, and then I cellophane wrapped it with a big bow on it. People loved it.
I would love it.
It was fun.
Okay, that is just great information.
So that's my big tip is, I think on a budget or not, because you can add to it, you could get expensive napkins, whatever. I really just like paper products.
This is so good.
Here's another thing that I do like to do. It depends on the person or whatever. And I didn't do it yesterday because it was a really big party and I was afraid they wouldn't see it. Mm. You know, like they might not get to look at all their hostess gifts till
right
tomorrow, maybe. Is you can, like if you have a local bakery, especially if you're going over to dinner at someone's house, or if it is a bigger party and you can get fresh pastries or something for breakfast the next morning.
Yes, you've done this for a while, and that is also super thoughtful and fresh.
Sometimes I put a pack of napkins on top.
No, of course. I mean, obviously the napkins like will follow wherever we go. Like that's just like the standard baseline and just, in the napkins.
You know, go to a bakery that has they can put it in a box and you tie it. And I think that, especially for the person that has everything or doesn't care about getting, you know, little presents or whatever, it's disposable, it's yummy.
Yeah, and you know, you just had this huge night and then you, oh my gosh, a box of scones.
Right.
But good point, in case, like, make sure, like, if you're going to a dinner party and it's like 15, 20 people, you know that they're going to see it.
Right.
That, I mean, a big party as well, you might just have to somehow notify them. But that was also, yeah, mm-hmm, like, you have to kind of alter it to the size.
I think it's a treat. Sometimes, I don't do this, but I think it's a nice gesture as well. I don't know why I don't. You could send flowers ahead of time.
Oh, that's sweet.
Sometimes I don't like to do that because what if they have put a whole bunch of effort and they're already buying flowers?
Could be
and
presumptuous.
Then you've sent your flowers and then they don't know what to do with your flowers, but you could send flowers after.
I like the after. I wouldn't do necessarily like the before because we just know like if we're doing a theme of some sort, you know, the mm-hmm colors have already been picked for the flowers.
And sometimes I don't want to necessarily do it after because then you're walking into the house. But you could do both. You could bring something and then if you really felt the need, you could send flowers after the fact. But really, I love a book. You can always do a cookbook is nice.
I love it.
Or a coffee table book that is appropriate for that person or their interest that they have.
Totally. Mm-hmm. That is just wonderful.
Those are some of my ideas.
Those were fabulous ideas. One more question relating to hosting. What is something that you kind of always have on hand or would recommend to be on hand and that you have found has positively influenced your hosting experience? Things that you gravitate towards. You're always grabbing. They're in your pantry. What is mm-hmm it?
Okay. That's a great question. Again, to me, the presentation, it doesn't matter if it's Dunkin' Donuts or whatever you've gone to get, the presentation's important. So I like to have a variety of presentation pieces.
Yes.
I love trays. I have baskets, handled trays. And to me, that can really help with the theme. I have a lot of plain white pieces.
Yep.
Because then no matter, that's a good base. No matter what your theme is, you've got some
Good backdrop. Totally.
That would be my one thing. Like if you were just going to start off with a hostess starter kit.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
I would get 2-size white trays.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Manageable.
And yes. And I would stick with rectangles.
Mm-hmm.
You can always throw in a circle later.
You're feeling crazy. If you're like, I have these 2 rectangles, I want to go up from here.
I want a new shape.
I want a new shape.
That's so funny. So I would go with 2 sizes, a large, big tray is really nice. And then a little bit smaller one. So trays are a great thing. I'm going to come back to the napkins.
Yeah. I mean, and don't go away from them because they constantly reappear in a positive way.
I love different kinds of napkins. And you can use the guest size. So I would get yourself, even if you go to the dollar store or wherever, Target has cute ones. Have on hand a variety of paper napkins. And
I
they can be, I would have cocktail, dinner size, and then the long rectangle ones.
Absolutely. So 2 white trays that are a rectangle. If you want to feel crazy, throw in a circular tray. Napkins of all shapes and sizes, cocktail, rectangular, and dinner, you said.
Yes. I would also make sure, we'll just stick with two. I mean, really, you could get three trays and three bowls. I would get a very large white bowl and then a medium one and a small one.
Yeah.
Goldilocks, and I would have that. And you, if you wanted to get a new shape there, you could throw in like a square one. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I would definitely have those serving pieces, and they can take you a long way.
They can take you a long way.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think that this is what everyone was kind of looking for, are these tangible.
The basics.
Yeah.
I'll keep going. Please. I would make sure that you, if you, some people don't like tablecloths. I think it's nice to have a couple different sizes of a white tablecloth.
Mm-hmm.
And then also round placemats.
Yes.
And those are, they're on Amazon, they're at Target, different colored woven ones. So now you can start layering. You could have the white tablecloth, you could layer then with a different color placemat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you've got, you know, you've got your trays, you've got a couple of bowls.
You've gone to the grocery store to pick up
your centerpiece and whatever it is.
Pieces. Yeah.
You've got your napkins. I would also add, there's two other things I would think about, vases or some sort of a container.
Yeah.
You could go with like a couple of pitchers,
mm-hmm,
that could work as a pitcher or as a vase.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh my gosh, what was the other thing? Oh, lighting. That's the other thing when I'm hosting. It doesn't matter what it is. Think of all of your senses.
Oh my gosh, so good. It's so good. Yes.
I don't know if it's so good.
I do. I think it's good.
You know, you've got it. You want to think about music.
Yes.
What's the, how, because the music's going to play into it. You know, what you, all of the different senses. So the feel is like having different textures on the table.
Yes.
So that's why I like potentially a tablecloth and then some sort of a texturized placemat.
Yep.
And, you know, maybe your glass, you have cool glasses that have some design on it or, mm-hmm, something like that. But you also need, part of the senses is the lighting. And the lighting can really nicely affect your party.
When we really saw lighting play more of a main role was at the wedding. And I know that that's on a larger scale we're entertaining, but, mm-hmm, you got that lighting package for the dance floor and it completely made the, basically the
ambiance,
the whole part of the, like the dance and the cake. And again, this is on a much larger scale, but on a smaller scale for these summer dinner parties, you know, it's just as important.
And for lighting, that you would need candles. I love, you want to have unscented candles, mm-hmm, around food, because you've just gone to all this work and then I'm smelling something and it interferes with what you're eating.
Totally.
So you always want to just have unscented candles. I love to get the Crate and Barrel. I have them in different sizes. The short squat ones,
yeah,
the taller
ones,
the little votives. That's a nice thing to invest in, is maybe like three like footed vases or little votive candles, so that you can just pull those out. Candles set the tone and they go a long way.
Yes.
The other thing that I really like, I'm not saying that this would be an investment piece, but it's, they do have them on Amazon. They're little candles that you tap the top and they, you charge them.
I love these. I'm
obsessed. Love these. And we bought ours a number of years ago.
Before they became a thing.
In Florida. Now I see them everywhere in Palm Beach. And you can get a lesser version, which are equally as good, because I have some of them on Amazon. But they just look like they have a little shade. They come in different colors. And I think I have maybe six white ones. If you had three, that's actually a great birthday or Christmas present for anyone. Elizabeth had one in her dorm room.
They're so chic and just cool.
You don't plug anything in and you just tap the top of it. You can dim it. You see them now in a lot of restaurants.
I was gonna say, this is catching on. Like our favorite French restaurant up here has them on every single table. They have like black ones, like matte black ones, which are cool.
And they're amazing because you could take them outside with you. They travel easily. Set up three right down the middle of your table, add some little votive candles and some flowers from the grocery store.
And that takes care of your lighting package. Just, it's as simple as that. Some votives, it's some battery operated lights. It's so good. Well, this is just fabulous. I feel like we have learned so much today and even just brought back some core memories from entertaining that I'm so happy we kind of brought back, mm-hmm, up again. And I hope that this was helpful in some way. You know, this was requested. And if there are more specific questions that you would like us to build upon. These were kind of just my questions that I came up with that if I were listening, I would like mm-hmm. to know. And okay. I thought I knew a lot of the answers to these, and it looked like I didn't. So I even learned something. But
can I add one other thing?
Please.
This always happens. Now I'm really thinking of things. I also think that a fun set of silverware.
Oh, yeah.
So we have our everyday silverware, yeah. but you can get a gold set.
Yeah.
Or a white set.
Pretty affordably as well, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do think that,
yeah,
just to mix things up.
I really like that tip as well.
Just wanted to throw that in.
And we were excited to hear it. So, yeah, if you have any more specific questions, be sure to reach out. But I think that is everything that we're going to kind of talk about today for the hosting and for the summer entertaining. Okay, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. I'm pretty sure that's our show. I hope you all have a great transition back into this regular work week. Mm-hmm. And, you know, take a nap, right? Let's follow after Anne and find a nearby porch right. or stoop of some sort and just rest your head.
20 minutes.
All deserve it. Just a mm-hmm. quick 20-minute nap. Mm-hmm. But we're always thinking of you. And if you have some summer parties coming up, I hope that this was helpful in some way. And I'm already looking forward to next week's episode. Thank you all so much for listening to this week's episode of Bows & Company. Thank you, Anne, for joining us. And remember that everything is, in fact, better with a bow. Bye-bye now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com. This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at weightwatchers.com.